Hey folks, welcome to Raising Equity. On this episode, I'll reflect on week three of the Self-Love Journal.
Video recordings of this podcast can be found on raisingequity.org and Raising Equity on YouTube.
All right, so week three, this mantra was, I am worthy of the same compassion and kindness I generously give to others. And so this week was all about thinking about how you can extend the compassion that you often have for others to yourself. And so I want you to think about, and I hope that you thought about, the ways that you show up for other people in your lives, and then be curious about if you, and if you don't, how you can extend that and turn that back onto yourself. And so there are a few different exercises that you could do to start to generate some of these ideas. One of them is if you had a chair and, you know, any chair in your room, and you thought about a friend of yours in that chair and they were experiencing what you're experiencing. So you in a way, this is an exercise to kind of personify someone else that's not you in that chair, and then think about how would you talk to them about what they're struggling with, or maybe what they are, you know, trying to navigate, what barriers that they're coming up against, maybe a mistake that they made. How would you talk to them about that, right? So for yourself, you might berate yourself and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. You should have known. You've known. Why did you fall for this again? Or why can't you get yourself together? Or whatever kind of negative things you might say to yourself. But would you say that to a friend? Probably not. And even if you were wanting to express to them, you know, I feel like we talked about this when this happened. You know, does this sound similar? How could you avoid this in the future? Even your tone would probably be different with a friend. And so that sort of chair exercise where you literally think about what you're struggling with and you put a friend in a chair. And if you have someone that you're really close to, you even could actually talk to them, put them in the chair, but talk to them about yourself, like they are you, right? So that's an exercise you could do to cultivate, for you to realize, like, I'm looking at my friend over here and I'm assuming that their experience is experiencing what I'm experiencing. How would I talk to them? And watch how your tone shifts. Watch how the words you use shift. Watch how you might still have some criticism and harsh feedback, but you're going to couch it differently, because that compassion that we give others, we often don't turn back fully onto ourselves. And so then another way that you could kind of get in touch with this discrepancy between how you show up for others in terms of compassion and how you are compassionate with yourself is thinking about how you might talk to or handle a bully or a bully of your friend. So if you had a friend and they were being bullied by somebody at work, that person was telling them how they're no good, they aren't up for the job, why don't they just quit? Whatever sort of bullying behavior or words, you know, how would you deal with that bully? And think about that, kind of get it in your mind, maybe even have a talk with your friend about, you know, like, if somebody were acting this way, how would we handle this? And then think about the ways that you talk to yourself, or maybe bully yourself. And that can help you think about how, you know, sometimes we talk to ourselves in ways that it's in our own voice and we don't realize how harsh we're being on ourselves. And so there's an exercise that I've used. It's from acceptance commitment therapy. It's called ACT, where it has you think about your inner bully and then create a person. Think about it. It could be a famous person. It could be just some person that you create. What are they wearing? What do they look like? What does their voice sound like? What period are they from? Like, you really create this person so that they become separate from you, right? So often when we think about that inner critic, it's our own voice and it just feels so close to us that it's almost like we're smothering ourselves with our negative talk. But if you can personify that bully, that can create distance between yourself and that content. And so I will share my little secret. I've done this activity and my inner bully, I think about as like Kanye when he got up during the award show and was like, Taylor Swift doesn't deserve this award, right? You remember that incident? And so I think about that bully, the things that I say to myself as Kanye kind of being that bum rushing the stage and be like, no, she can't do this. She's a fraud, whatever the language is that I'm saying to myself. And that helps me be like, have a seat, Kanye. In fact, have several seats. And so, whereas if it were my own voice berating me, it might be harder for myself to stop it sooner, to cut it off, to distance myself from it. But when I personify it as Kanye bum rushing the stage, it's a lot easier to cut it off. So I offer that to you as a possible way that you can, again, recognize the discrepancy between the compassion you might have for others and the compassion that we need to cultivate for ourselves. And the last thing that I'll leave you with from this week, I was listening, I don't actually remember where I heard this. It might have been on a TikTok or something about someone talking about, they were talking about discipline. But I actually don't think of this as an exercise of discipline. I see this as an exercise of self-love, of leaving yourself love notes. So like as a season changes, there might be coats that you're not going to wear anymore, or there might be pants that are your fave pants of a certain season. Leave yourself little notes in those pants, those pockets, whether it's like something you did well or something that you appreciate about yourself or something that you want, that you're practicing having compassion with yourself around, so that when the next season, that next season rolls around, you randomly will find little love notes from yourself to yourself. So I hope that helps you think about how you can cultivate kindness, compassion for yourself, and maybe get curious about ways that you're willing to show up for others that you haven't yet for yourself, and start practicing showing that kindness and compassion for yourself. Please do share with me how it's going for you. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across socials, and I'll see you next time on Raising Equity.